Episode 32, Vow to Wow.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Hello, hello, what's up? Yes, it's another gorgeous day in the neighborhood, and I am so glad you dropped by. Yes, indeed. And I got to ask you, how is your neighborhood? And I'm talking about your neighborhood in your mind. Yeah, way up north there. Is it playing tricks on you? Are you kind of like, oh, I want to be doing something, but I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing? Well, you know, that's what we're here to chat about. I need you to think about vow to wow. Yeah, I know, a little bit of rhyme. I know, I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Okay, you can continue to laugh at me, I know. Yes, but vow to wow. I think sometimes we get hung up on change. We get hung up on, why am I not there already? Shouldn't I already have lost those 5 pounds? Ugh, dag nabbit, the kids just won't get it through their heads. Or you know what? That college test that I'm taking, I should have gotten an 85%, but no, I got a 71.3%. Now, how is that? Why can I not be already where I want to be? Well, you see, habits in the mind are amazing. They're quite fascinating, actually. And how the brain formats the pathways. And, you know, think about it, okay? You're on a journey, and the journey is you're driving in your car. Where do you go normally in your car? You don't even think about it, okay? Let's say you have to go to the bank or the post office, or you're going to school or to work. You put yourself on automatic. You could almost close your eyes, with the exception of oncoming traffic, I know, but you could literally almost close your eyes and get yourself there. You just know how it goes. And you don't think about it. You don't think about, oh, I've got to turn right on First Street. And then I go left on Oak Street. And up, oh, 2 blocks down. And then you'll find me on the second story on your right. That's how habits are. They're so easy. And so to break them, oh, that's so hard and so daunting sometimes. And with that, we've got the negative Nellies that are in our head, the self-sabotage. The negative stuff stays with us so much. And we replay it over and over again. So my challenge to you, my challenge this early in the week is vow to wow. And that is, I want you to set yourself up for success because you are amazing. You're incredible, okay? And you are here to become a better person. You're living life intentionally. You're living on purpose. You're not just floating through, going through the motions. You want to impact the world around you. And my hat's off to you for that, because that takes guts, that takes courage, that takes confidence, and that takes clarity. And with all of that, all those that's that you have, that means that the mind has got to be there. So you have to vow to wow. I spoke a little bit about vowing to wow regarding a joy jar on episode 31, Fun, Fit, Fabulous, That's You. So you might want to check it out. And it's all truly about the fun part. I think sometimes we try to change our habits. We want to do new and different things. But it's so easy for us to be, oh, I didn't eat right today. Oh, so I'm just going to go ahead and have a big piece of pizza when I get home. Or, oh, I had that extra glass of wine. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to have a second one. Okay, it starts now. It starts in the moment. And the moment is you need to have a joy jar. You need to vow to wow. And sometimes we get stuck. And if you're getting stuck in the negative, you can go to your joy jar and you can see the awesome wins, big or small, on what they are. Because, you know, we forget those. It's so easy. Think about it. Go back with me in time, okay? In elementary school, yeah, you can go back a few years. I have to go back a lot of years for me, okay, years and years and years ago. Tell me one thing right now off the top of your head, something negative that happened to you. I bet you already thought of it. You thought of something that came to you, whether it was maybe a horrible rumor that was told, or maybe, you know, you had your first kiss and somebody made fun of you. Whatever it is, you remembered it immediately. Now, if I asked you, find me one joy situation, you'd stop and think. It would take you a little bit longer. Yeah, it would. The crazy thing is that's how our negative thoughts continue to eat us. They grow deep within us. And that sometimes is where we stop and we don't move forward. So I want you to challenge yourself, vow to wow. I want you to get your joy jar out. And I want you to start filling it with your positives, your little wins, your big wins, because it doesn't matter the size. They are all wins. If you are, let's say your goal is you want to get up 10 minutes early every day. And you're like, well, that's not a big deal. It's only 10 minutes. I really want to lose 20 pounds. So what's 10 minutes? 10 minutes, if you actually get up 10 minutes earlier, think how much more production that you'll, how much more productive you will be in your day. That's easy for me to say. Too many P's in there. Okay. You will be more productive. Okay. That 10 minutes, that's a win. Every single time you get up, that's a win. Write it down. Maybe it's, I just need to drink more water. That is so basic, but that's your foundation. Getting back to the basics. That's huge. I drank 6 water bottles today. Woohoo. I know I need to go to 10, but I drank 6 today. That's a win. Put it in your joy jar. Take time for you. Celebrate your wins. Vow to wow yourself because you are incredible, okay? Make this an awesome week. Be present, be incredible, be you. I will see you later, and thank you so much for stopping by. Blessings and hugs. Love you. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.